Hello, everyone. This is Matthew Fraley with BreakpointTrades.com. This is the Wednesday, March 20th newsletter. Tonight's newsletter, as you can see, is divided into five major sections. You can see via the table of contents. You can also see the Fed statement here below the table of contents. As you may have heard, the statement was almost beyond dovish. So very dovish. It came out at 2 p.m. Eastern. The market had a big pop on that, but it also then gave a lot of that gain back late in the afternoon, the last half an hour or so. So despite the wild market gyrations we saw today following the FOMC, the market index has still formed lower highs. Remember yesterday, Steve talked about the symmetry break on the S&P on the shorter time frames. Symmetry breaks generally argue for a lower high, and that's what we got. For example, the image here below the tape, below the Fed statement, this is a 30-minute chart. So you can see that low on March 8th there, and then rallied up. The largest pullback was about 17.8 points there. Then you rallied, made new highs, and the pullback with, as of yesterday, was about 40 points off the highs. That was a clear symmetry break, and you can see the lower high that resulted today following the FOMC statement whipsaw. Last night, Steve put quite a few inverse ETFs on the trade ideas, which all of them gave trades today. Now, again, they did gyrate a little bit, but they did give nice trades, and depending on your time frame, you may still hold some of those, or you may have taken profits right before the FOMC. You easily could have taken nice profits before the FOMC today and then simply bought them back again after the market's initial reaction. Again, both Steve and I have been talking about the divergences forming. We know the market's tired, so not surprised here. I am, again, a little shocked about the Fed's very dovish FOMC. Kind of wondering if perhaps the Fed is, you know, seeing the economy behind the scenes weaken more than we even know. And so they're really trying to jump in ahead of it. So we'll see, guys. But again, this is how today formed. Let's go ahead and move on. Let's look at the index sector table, which is item number two below. You can see what transpired today. Again, it was a very wild day. You know, market was down quite a bit going into the FOMC. It then rallied strongly after, and then it pulled back quite a bit. And you can see the index is closed mixed, with the Dow losing about 0.5%, S&P 0.3%, small cap Russell 2000 down 0.75%, and the NASDAQ managed to eke on to a slight gain. And for the week, you have a mixed market here as well, bifurcated market with the Dow down 0.4%, the Russell down 0.7%, while the S&P and NASDAQ are still up. As far as the major market sectors today, you can see the gyration. Again, most of the sectors did end down today, especially the financials and banks. Again, the fact that the Fed stated no more rate hikes this year, banks and financials don't like that. So you can see banks down 3%, financials down 2%. Currency-wise, U.S. dollar down 0.6% today, down 0.8% for the week. As far as commodities, crude oil up 1.6%, natural gas down 1.9%, copper basically flat, slight bounce in agriculture, coffee down 2%, still can't bounce, no trigger on that trade idea that I mentioned on the weekend. Precious metals were up though, gold up 0.65%, silver up 1%, and GDX, the gold miners, up 2.25%. With the Fed putting rate hikes on hold, that gold precious metal area obviously likes that. However, after hours, it looks like the precious metals were actually down. These prices here are reflected from the ETF at the close. Bonds, high yield corporate bonds continue to be on a tear, up 0.43%, and TLT 20-year bonds up 1%, as you'd expect with the Fed statement today, the dovish statement. Next, item number three shows the economic news calendar for the rest of the week. Tomorrow you have initial jobless claims and natural gas inventories. All right, let's jump to these charts. First chart below, item number four shows our typical daily snapshot of the five key major indexes. As you know, market had that pullback into early March, which I talked about on the weekend. The major indexes found support at their lower Bollinger Bands, rallied up, but I talked about the bifurcated market. The S&P and NASDAQ made marginal new highs that were divergent, while the Dow and Russell made lower highs, and you can see that still evident here now. Next, chart number five, here's the daily S&P 500. Again, you can see yesterday's reversal, and of course today's reversal. Now, today's low did hold support at the 90 EMA. Remember, in a strong uptrend, that's your first initial support. The longer support, of course, is this uptrend channel. And of course, again, we do have this negative divergence on the MACD still in place here. Again, I talked about that on the weekend, and so far this week, that is still in place. We will see how the market reacts tomorrow. The day following the FOMC reaction is always an important one. Sometimes the market changes its mind, you know, shows its real hand, so we'll see what happens tomorrow. Next, chart number six, here's the daily pivots. Next, chart number seven, here's the daily S&P with the our custom indicators, the BPTMA Deluxe, which is, of course, still green. You know, another support area to monitor over time is the ATR trailing stop, which, again, held support on March 8th, where you see my arrow up there at the top. That's another big support. Also, basically comes in around the 200-day moving average, etc. Next. Moving to the intraday charts, chart number eight, here's the two-hour view of the S&P. Again, we had a lot of gyration today. Markets pulled back the last couple days. We did find support at that horizontal area, which was previous resistance. It did act as support today. So again, that's a big support area, guys, around that 2810 area. That did hold. Your moving average ribbon on this time frame is still positive. It's the moving average went positive, and it's its first squeeze. Typically get a bounce from there. But again, we'll see what happens tomorrow. Next, chart nine, here's a 60-minute view. Steve talked about it last night. That pullback on the immediate uptrend from March 8th low, the pullback was around 18 points. With yesterday, we had a break in symmetry. So we expected a lower high, which we got today, despite the gyration with the Fed. Okay, now you can see we held support at the horizontal line around that 2815 area. Bounced right off of that. But we have a lower high in place so far. Now, again, it doesn't mean we just sell off from here. We could just form a little minor lower high here, consolidate, and then push higher again. But I think the lows here at 2815 are going to be important going forward. If the market sells off tomorrow morning, takes out that low, I think that would indicate some more bearishness, at least in the short term. Again, you can see the MACD divergence on this time frame. Talked about that in a weekend. It's been in place there. Next, chart 10, here's another 60-minute view with the moving average ribbon. That's still bullishly stacked for now. But again, you can see the symmetry break, the rally up. We got near that broken trend line, formed a lower high. Next, chart 11, here's a 15-minute view with the moving average ribbon. Again, you can see the symmetry break, the lower high that was put in place today in the afternoon following the FOMC. Hope none of you went super long in at FOMC. So you can see we formed a lower high, which again, with the symmetry break, we expected. Now, we still have these open gaps below, guys. So if we sell off tomorrow or the rest of the week, notice the open gap below the 2800 level, and there's an open gap way down there from March 11th. So again, we'll see what happens tomorrow. And finally, chart 12, here's a 5-minute view with the pivots. Again, you can see the wild action today. We were selling off going into the FOMC. Big pop after the very dovish FOMC. We're not surprised. Formed a lower high, then sold off the last half an hour of the day. Again, S&P still closed. S&P closed slightly down here. Next, Chapter 13, here's the Dow. Again, you can clearly see that lower high in place now. We have two down candles. Next, Chapter 14, here's the triple Qs. The triple Qs just continue to be very strong here. In fact, the MACD still has a divergence, but it could be lost here soon. But again, we'll see what happens here soon. We do have some small range candle dojis, but obviously very, very strong. Next, Chapter 15, here's a 60-minute view to monitor this channel. If it breaks, if the market were to sell off and this were to break the lower channel, that would point to more downside. Again, right now, the triple Qs are the strongest, guys. That's an area to monitor. Next, Chapter 11, here's IWM, Russell 2000. Again, that's been weaker, just like the Dow. You can see lower high rally up to the 200-day moving average where it failed. Next support is the 50-day moving average. All right, guys, we'll see what happens tomorrow. Now, let's look at a few indicators. Chapter 17, here's the VIX. The VIX, again, we've been pointing out how the VIX is at the lower Bollinger Bands. I talked about that on the weekend, and you can see so far this week, the VIX has rallied up off that lower Bollinger Bands. Now, it found resistance at the middle Bollinger Bands today, but still closed up, so we'll see what happens tomorrow. Next, Chapter 18, here's the 60-minute view of the VIX. I've also been pointing out the MACD positive divergence. Finally started to play out again. You can see what happened. The VIX rallied today. In the morning is pre-FOMC. It sold off after the FOMC market rally, then bounced back a little bit. So we'll see how this plays out tomorrow. Next, Chapter 19, let's look at some of these comparison charts. So here's the S&P advanced decline, large cap versus the small cap. As you know, small cap have been greatly underperforming here. You had a divergence there in late February, which played out for a market pullback. But despite the S&P making another high here, you still have another divergence. See that? Next, Chapter 20, here's the S&P versus the S&P equal weighted. Steve talked about this. You have that higher high in the S&P cash above, but sort of a double top in the S equal weighted. So that's another divergence. Next, Chapter 21, here's the Dow versus the Dow transport ratio, which, you know, you had a divergence back there in February. That's when the Dow started underperforming, and you have another divergence here. So those are things that should be in the back of your mind, guys. Next, let's move to bonds and interest rates. So Chapter 22, here's the 10-year treasury yield. Now, this is a weekly chart. But you can see big down move this week, down 2.25%, which you'd expect with the Fed putting rates on hold the rest of the year. Long-term rates are dropping. Obviously, that rising wedge that we drew last year has really played out. Again, that was a perfect wedge, MACD divergence, etc. Next, Chapter 23, TLT 20-year bonds. Again, bonds move opposite of rates, so with rates falling, 20-year bond is rallying, took an out resistance here. Next, Chapter 24, here's the yield curve. That's the 10-year divided by the 2-year. Again, despite the market gyrations, guys, the yield curve actually fell today, 1.06 the ratio. So again, despite this big market rally this year, guys, the yield curve has just been holding basically the same place here since late last year. So this tells you the economy still is on edge, and maybe that's one reason the Fed was so aggressive today. Maybe they're worried about things really coming to crash and they're trying to save it. Who knows? But, you know, you could see again, the yield curve was actually down today. Finally, Chapter 25, here's the high yield corporate bonds. Again, this area continues to be the epitome of strength, though. Another new high there. All right, guys, moving on to sectors. I'm not going to show you all the sectors last night that Steve did, but we'll go over the basic ones. So Chapter 26, transports. Again, transports have been underperforming, as we've been discussing. You can see how they formed that lower high, sell off today. Wouldn't be surprised if this takes out that last low, too, at 179.88. Next, Chapter 27, financials. Nice reversal last couple days. Again, with the dovish Fed, it's not typically bullish for financials and banks. Next, Chapter 28, here's the banks. Same deal. If it breaks this lower trend line, that could get quite ugly, guys. Next, Driver 29, XLK Technology, which we know this has been forming a divergent high. Doji, black candle doji yesterday, a little pullback today. Again, not much of a pullback, but still, guys, if the market is going to start pulling back here, this is in a lower risk area because it hasn't pulled back much. It'll probably play some catch up. But obviously, the first support is that 9 EMA there. Next, driver 30, here's the semiconductors. They've been strong lately, but again, nice reversal today. MACD divergence in place. Again, it's still above its 9 EMA. You got to lose that before you get too bearish, obviously, but, you know, still. Next, driver 31, XLC, that's the communication sector with the three FANG stocks, Facebook, Google, Netflix. This thing still remains very strong, honestly. Still looks actually pretty good. Next, driver 32, industrials. Again, you can see outperform that lower high at the 20-day moving average yesterday. Next, driver 33, consumer staples. You can see the lower high divergence. Next, driver 34, utilities. This finally pulled back the last couple days. Finally broke that 9 EMA. It is finding support near the 20, as you'd expect initially. Next, driver 35, consumer discretionary. This one managed to still eke out a gain today. Small range, though. Candle. Next, driver 36, retail. This continues to weaken. It started put in a high in late February. It's below the 50-day moving average now. Next, driver 37, energy. This continues to power higher. You have three higher lows in place here, in fact. The 200-day moving average above could be that target. Next, driver 38, oil services. Got a little resistance area to monitor here. Crude oil has been strong lately, so if that holds up, this area could still hold up for now. All right, moving on to commodities. Driver 39, crude oil. Again, continues to power higher. Next target, possibly that 200-day moving average. That's helping the energy sectors, XLE and OIH. Next, driver 40, copper. Still just chopping around here. Could be flagging. Has yet to bust out of this area. Again, big support around that 280.5 area. Next. Driver 41, here's the tradable ETF. Again, that's a way to play it. It's still in the same pattern, just like copper. Next. Driver 42, DBA. As you know, this finally rallied the last couple weeks. Just chopping around now. Next. Driver 43, Joe, the coffee ETN. On the weekend, I talked about that doji hammer candlestick. I said over that would be a long trigger. But as you can see, no trigger. Coffee sold off all week. Again, guys, you can look at my comments. No trigger. If no trigger, no trade. Okay? These particular type setups with the dojis, you need to clear that doji to trigger a long. Okay? You can see the previous doji didn't give a trade, and so far this one hasn't. You know, so if it doesn't trigger this week, no big deal. We'll continue to monitor it. Next, driver 44. Here's the weekly view of the coffee commodity itself. It is near some long-term support, potential double bottom. So we'll see if it can find support there or not. But again, we need a trigger. Coffee, as you can see, has basically lost, you know, a good 40% of its value since 2016. Tell Starbucks. Next, driver 45, here's a U.S. dollar, two-hour view. We've been showing this uptrend line, which was lost, and then big sell-off today, as you'd expect with that dovish Fed statement. Next, driver 46, gold. Gold was up initially on the Fed statement, but looks like after hours, maybe it gave back a little bit. Still has this bear flag look to it. Scratch that a minute, guys. You know, these prices here really aren't current. So when I just looked up gold prices. Gold right now is trading for about $13.15, and this shows gold trading at $3.02. So, you know, this is off about $13. So, you know, again, you know, it still has obviously a little bear flag look, but clearly that bearish or that dovish Fed statement is fairly bullish for gold. So we'll see how it reacts here. The stocks did quite a bit better today, which I'll discuss in a minute below. Next. Driver 47, silver. Again, it's not, for some reason, the stock chart isn't updated here. Next, Trevor 48, GDX. GDX, you can see where it bottomed right at that lower trend line, which we've had drawn in place for weeks. Right after the dovish FOMC, GDX gold stocks bounced hard. In fact, that's what I bought personally. I bought GDX and a few gold stocks immediately because once I heard that dovish Fed statement, I knew the stocks here would benefit. So we did hold that support today. Nice bounce. Next, Sharper 49, here's the 60-minute view. Had a wedge-like pattern. Again, you can see the big power out of that wedge after the Fed statement. Next, let's talk about a few of the individual names. So Sharper 50, here's AEM. So this is one I still hold a swing position in. Again, you can see the progression of higher lows in place. The higher lows are the dotted lines. So, you know, a couple weeks ago, it was a low-risk buy near the 50-day moving average. I like to buy these near support when I can, and that was where my stop was. It's pulled back this week, but it made another higher low, so that's where my stop goes now is the higher low, and I'm just going to stay long until I'm stopped out. Next, Jarber 51 BVN. This is one we've had on the list for a while. Nice recovery. This one still looks good, guys, if you're, you know, want one to get into. So I was on a little ascending triangle pattern. Next, Jarber 52 GFI. I posted this today in a trading community blog and been finding support at the 50-day moving average. You know, if you bought some, you could probably put a stop at today's lows. Next, Jarber 53 GG. Finding support at the 50-day moving average as well. That could be an area for a stop. Notice how the moving average ribbon's pinching. Next, Jarber 54 GOLD. This one's coiling. One to monitor. Next, Jarber 55 KL, another precious metal stock. This has been the star this year. Look at that rally. Look at the strength of that from the November lows. It had sold off the last several weeks, but not surprised to see it find support at its 50-day moving average. That's where it hadn't tested for a while, and generally it acts as a support on the first test. Okay? All right, moving on to other trade ideas. First off, we'll discuss new ones that triggered today. So Chart 56, Wix. Steve had his long idea last night. Resistance at 110, very clean chart. Look at that pop today, up 8.5%. That's a big move for a high-priced stock. Congrats if you bought it. I missed this one, unfortunately. Hell of a trade if you caught it. Take some profits, guys. Next, Chart 57, Zine. It's been on the list all week. Finally breaking this trend line here on expanding volume for a nice trade, up 11.7% today. Next, Chart 58, VSTM. It's been on the list all week as well. Little basing pattern. Broke over that resistance today over 350. Next, Jarber 59, BILI, Billy. Steve had as a tight coil last night, said it could go either way. It broke to the downside today for a quick short, at least down to that 50-day moving average. That's an area to consider taking at least half off, locking some gains in, and then setting a stop maybe at your entry. Next, Jarber 60, WDC. Steve had as a tight coil last night. Broke to the downside, so you could be short. Next, Steve listed a bunch of inverse ETFs last night because the market looked vulnerable, and all these gave at least a trade. So Jarber 61, SMH. Now that's the semiconductors ETF. Had a perfect little rising wedge with a MACD divergence on this time frame. Provided a nice quick short this morning, pre-FOMC. You know, if you took your profits before the FOMC, which I did, okay, that only was prudent, guys, to do that. It then bounced. You could reshort it on the bounce, and you could see weaken late in the day. Next, Jarber 62 SOXS. That's the triple inverse ETF for semiconductors. He showed it last night. Obviously, the inverse pattern, perfect falling wedge, MACD divergence. It triggered right away this morning. I bought that this morning. I traded it out. I sold it for a nice profit before the FOMC. It then sold off following the FOMC. But honestly, it still looks decent here. Could be basing, maybe form an inverse head and shoulder. We'll see. Next, Jarber 63 TZA. That's the triple inverse ETF for Small caps, Steve listed it last night, is a long idea over that trend line. It popped right away this morning. Again, it gave you a nice trade. You could have just taken your day trade profits right before the FOMC. Again, guys, it's only prudent to take profits right before the FOMC, especially if you have a nice day trade going, just because, you know, we know things are, you get a lot of gyration following the FOMC. So all these gave nice trades before the FOMC. So you sold it, you made nice profits, and you could have bought it right back after the FOMC. You can see that it popped hard late in the day, came right back. Next, Arbor 64, SPXU. That's the triple inverse ETF for the S&P. Again, Steve had it on the idea list last night. Again, you can see right away in the morning, gave you a quick long over that trend line break. Hope you took your profits prior to the FOMC. You had a nice trade there. It then sold off following the FOMC, which caused the market to bounce initially. But notice price fell back, tested that lower broken trend line where it found support exactly, then bounced off. Next. Chapter 65, FAZ, that's the triple inverse ETF for financials. Steve listed it last night as a low risk long. Look at today's pop, up 4.3%. Nice trade. Next. Driver 66, here's the 60-minute view. Guys, this is the epitome of a, you know, textbook pattern. Falling wedge, MACD divergence, rallied up, broke through that 915 area. It then pulled back, found support there at previous, you know, which was previous resistance, became support, rallied right off of that. Again, that's a textbook example. Next. Chapter 67, SQQQ. Next, Chapter 68, LABD. That's the triple inverse biotech ETF. Steve listed it last night. Gave kind of a quick trade today, but still looks okay here. Still has sort of a bull flag look to it. Again, Steve had a lot of inverse ETFs here. He had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 of them. Next. Moving on to other ideas, Chapter 69, CZZ, this continues to be on a tear. Look at that move. Look at that volume. Again, all I suggest, continue to trim and trail. Next, Chapter 70, IAC. This continues moving higher as well. This was one of those moving average ribbon plays. You could see the moving average ribbon. It went bullishly stacked back there in February. Moving average ribbon expanded. It then contracted. It's where it contracted. You got a low risk long as volume came back into it. Also found support near the 50-day moving average. So nice trade here. Just trim and trail, guys. Honestly, this has a big cup and handle look to it. You could draw a resistance from, say, the September highs connecting the February highs. Next. Chapter 71, Microsoft. This was a long idea 2 weeks ago over that 113 area. Give a nice trade. You had a black candle doji yesterday. So that gave you an opportunity to get out of Dodge or take some ample profits, and you got a little pullback today. Next, Chapter 72, FPRX. This has been on the list since last week. It's meandered higher. You've had sort of a small candle range here. I'd be kind of aggressive taking profits, guys. Maybe move to something else that's moving better. Next, Chapter 73, ACB, that pot stock. Remember, guys, this hit its target yesterday. In fact, it exceeded it. Went to 1032, you know, that was the area to take your profits, you know, and basically be done with the trade. Or, you know, if you really like this pot stock and you wanted to swing it, again, you'd have to keep a runner with a wide stop for a swing, but it's had its trade. Next, Chapter 74, MJ. This one broke out the other day. So far, it's just chopping around here. Still looks fine. Next. Chapter 75, CGC, pot stock. It's coiling here tightly. MACD's recycled. Volume picked up today. Still looks good here, guys, for a long. We'll see if it can bust out of here or not. Notice your moving average ribbon is starting to coil. Next, Chapter 76, BKI. This has been on the list since last week. It's just kind of chopping around here. The trigger area was around the 5260 area. And you can see it just keeps chopping around. If you're in it, you're still fine. Still holding the 9 EMA. Decide if you want to hold it or not. I would still like to see it pop to that high around 54, but you know, if you have other see other stocks that are moving better, you could obviously move to them. Next, Trevor 77 OSG. That's one of those insider plays I put out on Sunday. It had a big pop on Monday. In the last couple days, it's chopped around again. It's got very overbought today. You know, this is one you'd want to have taken some ample profits by now. It's probably due for a pullback at this point. Next, Trevor 78 Land. This was insider play I put out the other day on 318. This is on Monday. CEO purchased 100,000 shares, average price of 12 bucks. It's moved higher. It's got an ascending type triangle pattern here, resistance at 1250. Next, Trevor 79 AMRX. This is still holding up okay when I put on the weekend. Next, Trevor 80 GARS, another one I put out on the weekend, still holding up here just fine. Nice pickup in volume today. If you want to swing stop area, probably below the 20-day moving average. Next, Trevor 81 XHR. Here's a new one, long idea over 20. If you can clear that, your next resistance is 2016. Next, Trevor 82 AWI, possible ascending triangle forming if the market holds up. Next, Trevor 83 ACHC. This is a long idea from the other day. So far, it hasn't been able to get any traction. It took out that 3110 area, but you know you can see it's been pulling back. If it loses that 9-day moving average, that's probably where my stop would be. Next, Trevor 84 NVT, same deal. Had a little resistance at 2750. Gave a quick pop through there yesterday. Hasn't been able to get any traction. Has a lower high in place here. So this is one you could probably be just stopped out on. Again, guys, not every trade's going to win. That's how it goes. Next, Trevor 85 Coop. This still looks set up okay. Ascending or symmetrical triangle pattern. It's coiled. Next, Trevor 86 ZERS. This is, you know, on the insider list from the weekend. It's still fine. Needs to clear that 1072 area. All right, guys, that does it. We'll see what happens tomorrow. See what reaction the market has. Have a great evening. Take care.